Can your marketing handle the curveball? I thought we would talk about that today. So, if you ever watch baseball, you know that there's a few different types of pitches. You know, the fastball right down the middle, something you're expecting, but just to make sure if you could swing fast enough. Then you have like a slider, which goes in, but then your curveball is kind of like, or like a corkscrew or whatever. It's a weird pitch, and a lot of people have trouble hitting it. And I was thinking today about that and just how much my career has changed over the years and thinking about some of the curveballs that have happened. I mean, it's digital marketing is like a microcosm for life, and I'm not going to get into some big philosophical conversation here. But the point is that when you're doing digital marketing, things are going to change. So when I was first starting off in digital marketing, I started off by blogging on my own site every day, and I did this for 3 years. And I was at the time, I was generating about 25,000 visits per month to my website. It was amazing. It was awesome. I was getting a lot of traffic. I was starting to get a lot of subscribers coming in. There was getting some traction. And then all of a sudden, Google decided to do all those updates that they did to their system, where they decided, hey, we're going to change the entire algorithm. And in one day, I literally went from 500 visits per day or 700 visits per day to like 150. And then the next day it was like 75 because a lot of my traffic at that time was search engine traffic. So that was a huge hit. It was a huge curveball. Completely changed how I approached doing my business, and I had to start readjusting everything that I was doing. Now, fortunately, I was at the point where I was able to start getting business from other sources outside of just my blog. But it definitely takes a lot out of you, and you feel like, oh my God, I just spent 3 years doing this, and then this happened. In one fell swoop, they're trying to like crash my business. Facebook has done the same thing. I remember one time that I was actually, the first time I advertised on Facebook, I didn't realize that when you advertise on Facebook, you pay $25. I would pay $25 for the ad. I thought that was going to be my entire campaign. This was back in 2008, 2007. And what would happen was that Facebook had this policy where if you didn't unclick the button, they would just automatically renew your ad campaign as many times as they wanted. So I looked at my campaign a week later just to check on how the $25 campaign went, and I had spent $1,000, and they had already credited or debited from my bank account. Talk about a curveball. So you're gonna have curveballs that happen to your business as you start doing digital marketing. The key is how do you react to that? The first time it happened to me with Facebook, I said, you know what, I'm done with all the social media stuff, I'm never gonna do it again, and I didn't touch it again for 6 months. Not the right response. The second time, when Google decided to throw me a curveball and they cut my traffic, I found a new traffic source to grow my business. So it's okay if you don't have all the answers. It's okay if you take a moment to pause and collect yourself. You're gonna feel like, oh man, this sucks. But there's other options out there. So my question to you is, how do you handle the curveballs? How do you deal with the little things that happen? And everyone has these stories where, oh my God, they screwed me over, they did this. It sucks. You can't be a victim. You have to be able to find a way to grow your business despite the curveballs. So if you need help and someone just threw you a curveball, whether it's you had hosting problems, whether it was like, hey, my email doesn't work and I got some spam problems and people were telling me I was doing all this wrong, or who knows, whatever it is, let me help. Because I've heard your tales. That's why this is Tales from a Digital Marketer. I understand the problems that come through that, and I want to help. So reach out to me, schedule a free 30-minute consultation at smartatthestart.com. Again, that's smartatthestart.com, and just schedule a free 30-minute conversation. No strings, no attachments, no requirements, just two people talking, helping you grow your business. Again, this is Andy Nathan. I'd love to be able to talk to you. If you want to find out more information and get more great details on how to market your business, also don't forget to check out andynathan.net. Have a great day and a better week.